Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the last 25 minutes of this show, the Today's Issues program here on American Family Radio. And then Dr. Alistair Begg will be here with his excellent Bible teaching that he does Monday through Friday here on AFR. Then Janet Mefford and Brian Fisher, and on with your day here on American Family Radio as we try to equip and inform and encourage you as you walk with the Lord and try to be a good patriot. And we need more Christian patriots and across the country. That's part of our purpose, I think, Fred, here on God's placed us here, and maybe there are people listening. I know there are that are not Americans who are listening to us around the world. We know that on the internet. But for Christian Americans, we have a responsibility to get involved in our culture and in our communities and in politics, both local and national, at least to the point of knowing what's going on so that we can vote right. Yeah. And we can get the right people to lead us.
Educate and motivate.
Yeah.
Educate and motivate. And you know, I often talk to people. Great resource that we have, One News Now, is our webpage. It's a great resource for Sunday schools, for pastors to get up on what's going on out there.
OneNewsNow.com.
Because we offer what's going on in the world from a Christian perspective. And it's a great tool to get into your discussion on your small group Bible study, that kind of thing. So we love you to use that material because Christians need to be engaged. You know, I'm waiting for Jesus to return too, but there's a reason the Lord has us to stay here, and that is to be busy for him.
But doesn't the scripture tell us to occupy
until he comes? Until he comes, yes.
Occupy.
Yeah.
So part of occupying is?
Not sleeping.
Yeah, I don't know there is a percentage of our brothers and sisters who take the attitude, well, this is how the Bible says it's going to be, and the Lord's coming back soon, so no need to bother with all this. Really? What if you're wrong? We know the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to earth, mm-hmm. but we don't know when.
Nope.
And to take the approach that you know when, so therefore you're not going to do anything. To take a stand or to stand up or to be involved or engaged is foolishness. And so we need to be, you know, as the scripture says, come Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. But we need to be doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
In the meantime, and that includes protecting our country, because we have freedoms here that aren't allowed anywhere else in the world. And the freedoms to proclaim the gospel and to live freely. I mean, those things are uncommon, mm-hmm. in very uncommon in human history, and they're uncommon in the world today.
Yes.
So we shouldn't take the approach things will always be as they are or as they have been. They can change. We look back through history, and you can see how things can change and can change dramatically and quickly. So we don't want to... you know, we can't give up our country without a fight.
America's a city on a hill, and we provide,
exactly.
I believe I have these numbers right, over 80 to 90% of the mission work that is done in the world comes from America.
Yes.
America, right. The United States, right. of America, not just North America. And so if we want to be the city on the hill and be, right. able to provide mission work and help people in foreign countries that don't have much, then,
yeah.
we need to protect our country, our democracy, and our freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I know this sounds radical to a lot of people, but there are a powerful group of what's called secular humanists, secular progressives. They're in politics, they're in media, they're in entertainment, they're a globalist, and they are anti-Christian to their core. And if it was up to them, they would shut down Christianity in America. They won't often say something so explicit, so open, but that's what their goal and objectives are, and you can tell by their actions. So just wanted you to know, we're in a serious worldview clash in this country, and Christians got to be engaged. We got to be on the battlefield. Go ahead.
You know what, Tim? most people know that I come from Canada. The program that we do each day, Today's Issues, the other programs on AFR Talk, do you know that these types of programs would not be allowed on the air in Canada?
Really?
That's what it's come to. Mm-hmm. And this started many years ago. Jerry Falwell, Old Time Gospel Hour, they had to produce a special program for Canada because they weren't allowed to talk about the homosexual agenda.
So they focused on the family. I remember hearing
On the family, same thing. So you can't do these kinds of programs because they have agencies up there that listen to programs. And if somebody's offended by something that is said, and of course we know we're starting to see this kind of thing down here, that if you quote the Bible and someone calls it hate speech, that's it. We're going to come after you. We're going to come after your license, radio station, because you allowed those kind of comments on the air. This is the kind of thing that we're fighting for down here. We don't want to see that here in the United States. But there are people in this country that would like to see that.
Right.
They would like to see those kinds of comments, these kinds of radio programs shut down.
Yeah. So the mission of American Family Radio is to inform, equip the Christian community, and also to reach people who don't know the Lord. So, amen. That is our mission. All right. We got a lot more to talk about. What's Steve Jordahl, who joins us Monday through Thursday, 11:05 Central Time on AFR, who works with Fred at OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. You spent, how many years were you focused on the family, Steve?
10 years.
10 years, and you did the Family News in Focus.
I was part of the Family News in Focus team.
So you were on AFR before you were employed at AFR.
I'm proud to be that.
Yeah, so many people familiar with your voice from your days at Focus on the Family, with the Family News in Focus segment. And Dr. James Dobson, God bless him, you know, he was a leader. He was a general in this battle, on this battle for freedom and faith, family, and freedom.
Absolutely.
All right, leading the news this hour, what's going on?
Let me just first say, top of the news at One News, top of the page at OneNewsNow.com, which you guys were talking about what a great resource that is. Top of the page there right now, we have a story from Charlie Butts about a second day story on the Dlyden videos, and he brings up the fact that Dlyden and another person are being brought up on charges in California.
You're talking about the Planned Parenthood?
The Planned Parenthood video.
Undercover
video.
Yeah.
And then also a Michael Haverluck piece on a connection between Clinton and Russia dealing with uranium. So that's, if you want to go to onenewsnow.com, you can, when our program is over, you can listen to those things. But I brought some good news in for you, Tim.
We're ready for it.
I know that American Family News, or American Family Association has...
And One Million Moms
has been on this train trying to get Carl's Jr. to change its advertising practices. They say they're going to. They are axing the racy hamburger commercials. They are going to be marketing themselves now as the pioneer of the great American burger, and they're moving away from sexualizing food, which is, I think it's good news.
Those ads are cringeworthy. I mean, they make you want to turn the channel, especially if you're watching with children. They use Paris Hilton and some of the Sports Illustrated models and I don't know who else, but,
they call themselves the college frat boy image.
Carl's Jr. So the good news is that Carl's Jr. now, the hamburger chain, has said, we're not going to do that anymore.
No, they're going back to their roots. They're kind of showing where they came from.
How about
from
advertising hamburgers?
They're advertising hamburgers. And it comes with a look. And the look that I saw when I was previewing some of the future ads, they have a classic 57 Corvette, for example, that the owner, they have a fictional character they call Carl Hardy.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Carl Karcher. But,
So that's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. And one story, and I won't mention any names, but I was at a college football game, and on the big screen, they had a Carl's Jr. or Hardy's commercial, of which the inappropriate female was pictured, half-dressed, etc. Well, I learned after that game, the alumni and the big money donors, they complained to the athletic director and others and said, this is a family atmosphere where everybody can bring their kids and their family and not have to worry about having to see obscenities.
Right.
And you bring that on such a presentation that you cannot avoid.
Right.
It's the big screen.
Right.
Everybody watches.
So that wasn't...
Yeah, you know, they yanked that. I haven't seen it since.
Well, hopefully... So Carl's Jr., who also owns Hardee's...
Hardee's and Carl's, yeah.
They made a public announcement they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, so I'm kind of... You know, last I remember, they had some pretty good tasting burgers. I'm looking forward now to maybe going back and seeing if they still taste that good. Mm.
What else you got?
You have been following what's been going on in North Carolina, I see. You remember the backstory on this is that the city of Charlotte passed a bathroom bill that said we're going to allow men into women's bathrooms. The state legislature came along and said, no, under our Constitution, you can't do that, but we also don't want you to do that. So they passed what was known as House Bill 2. Which said men in men's rooms, women in women's changing rooms, just common sense stuff. Well, they have made an agreement. They've lost a lot of business. The NCAA came out just this week and saying where they're going to hold their championship for their sporting events, and North Carolina was explicitly excluded because of this, and they said they're not coming back until they change this. And there's been debates about how much money the state may or may not have lost, but they've come to an agreement now for repealing House Bill 2, which sounds like a bad thing, but it's not all bad. And I don't know, Fred, you've been kind of following this as well.
Well, yeah, and what is happening, here's the proposal that they come up with, and I believe the Senate there is voting on it today.
It passed.
It passed through the Senate. The new proposal would repeal HB 2, but would leave state legislators in charge of policy on public multi-stall restrooms. And local governments also couldn't pass ordinances extending non-discrimination covering things like sexual orientation, gender identity until December 2020. And the reason for that, the legislators say, this temporary moratorium, according to House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger, would allow time for pending federal litigation over transgender issues to play out. So we know that President Trump and his administration has killed that executive order that came from President Obama. Now, probably an indication that this is a good thing happening in North Carolina today, the homosexual activists are really upset with this compromise that's being considered today there in North Carolina. They want their agenda in place, in law, right now. And the fact that the legislators are saying, we're going to wait to 2020, we're not going to allow cities to develop their own discrimination policies, they're very upset about that.
Yeah, you know, this again is about you cut through all the clutter, cut through Bruce Springsteen, cut through the NCAA saying we're not holding our basketball tournaments in North Carolina. This is here's what this is about. North Carolina legislature, the Charlotte City Council passed an ordinance allowing men into women's restrooms and changing areas. And showers, public, like public showers. And the North Carolina legislature, so Charlotte started this.
Yes.
The state of North Carolina said, no, you don't have the authority to do this, Charlotte.
It was unconstitutional.
And it was.
People don't remember that, but the reason that one of the reasons they said you can't do it is because according to the state constitution, little cities and towns can't have separate type of accommodation stuff.
Public accommodations fall under the jurisdiction of the state legislature of North Carolina. So what the city council, which is very liberal, of Charlotte did was violated the constitution and of the state of North Carolina. So they passed HB 2, which HB 2 simply said no, in state run facilities. You go to the restroom and showers of your birth certificate gender.
Right.
This is sanity. And anything else is chaos and unsafe. Well, the world came down on North Carolina. You bunch of bigots, bunch of hillbillies, bunch of backwards hate mongers. Now, none of that was true, but, you know, the world came down on North Carolina. And so what this is now is a resolution, I guess, to the problem. The HB 2 will be repealed or be taken away, what the legislature passed. But in return, the cities and municipalities are
barred.
Not to do what Charlotte did anymore.
Because it's still against the state constitution.
Right. So, and this is supposed to be in place. So it's a compromise, but I think it sounds to me like a compromise that's on the side of the legislature in HB2 in the end, Walker. What do you think?
Yeah, this isn't a bad compromise, bad deal, I would say. It's not. This is not something you can just blanket, you can describe with one word. This is, you know, okay, they reached a compromise. What my hesitation is, number one, we all know after 2020, cities are going to go haywire in passing these non-discrimination ordinances, and then we're going to be back debating this issue all over again. Secondly, by Republicans in North Carolina even willing to come to a, quote, compromise on this is somehow admitting that there's something wrong with House Bill 2 in the first place, which we all know here there's nothing wrong with House Bill 2. It's unfortunate that we have to pass legislation that tells people where to go to the bathroom, but Charlotte started this. Right. So if I were in charge in North Carolina of the Republican Party, I would say, look, this issue's been and gone. People are still upset about it, fine, but it's the law. And so that's it. That's it. It's the law. We passed it, and we're protecting women and children. So,
I got you. Go ahead, Steve.
It's strange to me, and Walker, what you just said kind of brought this up, that it's strange that we're having to pass bills to tell people where to go to the bathroom. Do you remember when President Obama was running in 2008, he sat with Rick Warren, and he said that he supported man-woman marriage. And then down the road, he, quote, evolved. And then all of a sudden, he said he was for gay marriage, and then all of a sudden, everybody who believed the exact same thing that he believed 2 years prior was now race or homophobic and just terrible. The same thing's going on here. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before Mr. Jenner did his transition, no one was talking about this. No one cared if a man walked into a woman's bathroom, he would have been stopped. He would have been arrested for peeping Tom or disturbing the peace.
Right.
Now this thing is taken up by the gay lobby and the big gay, as I like to call them. And all of a sudden, everybody who doesn't agree with it is somehow backwards and shouldn't have ever been born in 2 years. It's astounding how quickly this changes.
Yeah. Well, it's sexual anarchy and it's rebellion against God's moral order and natural order as it relates to human sexuality. So that's what's at play here, you know, the other thing is you're opening up safety issues and not to mention voyeurism and
which has been our argument all along, because the people that have gender dysphoria, which is the condition that makes someone believe they're the wrong gender, they really need help and they deserve.
They're such a tiny percentage of the population. They're 0.3.
They are, but it shouldn't need to be said. But these aren't people that someone should hate or that someone. These are people that need help.
Yeah,
the answer isn't changing all of society to fit around them.
Right.
Correct.
But we've always been saying that the issue here is the perverts who want to take advantage of a law like this, and there have been several examples of that happening, for example, in Target stores.
Yeah, safety, it's a matter of public safety and protecting women and children, namely, because you who wants to go in, like we had the other day, who wants to think that men can go into women's restrooms or showers, like you've heard about in some schools, where the boy says, I'm a girl, and he's 13, and he goes into the girl's shower, and girls freak out. What in the world are you doing? This has happened. What are you doing in here? Well, I feel like I'm a girl today.
Right.
You know, I'm a transgendered person. You hate her. And, you know, the parents are going, you're not showering with my daughter. You go in your men's, you know. And so that kind of thing is confusing. It's not confusing. You just simply do as we've done since time started. And you have separate facilities for men and women. And you're a man. If you say you're a woman, but you have male genitalia, you are a man.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you tell me you're a woman,
Or how you feel.
And how you feel. And you can believe that if you want to. You can believe you're a woman if you want to, but you're not. There has to be some line of truth here, and the truth is you're born a man, a male, or a female. And to try to accommodate a tiny percentage of the population and make all the women and daughters, be the ones who have to worry about going in the restroom, and there's a dude in there. You know, to me, it's common sense, but anyway.
We've entered a realm of insanity.
Right.
Because there was this case, right. I think, in Washington State just a few days ago, where a judge ruled in favor of a guy who says, I want to be genderless. Mm-hmm. My name is Patch. And so I want
Are
to be—
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. A judge ruled in favor of his petition, I want to be referred to as genderless. My name is Patch.
And by the way, don't use he or she. Just call me Patch. So
let me tell you something. He better not fly on any airline then. Because every airline, every time I get a ticket on an airline and I buy it on the internet, they say, you're a man or woman.
That's right.
It says male, female. You have to check one.
But what do you do with the name, too, if you go to get a ticket on Delta Airlines?
I'm Patch.
Your name. It needs your first and last name.
And he says, I'm Patch. Well, Patch, guess what?
You think you're Madonna or something? And you know why they ask you that, don't you? Male or female. I don't know if you've noticed this, but as a man flying, they never sit me. They might sit me next to a woman, but they never sit me next to a child, a young girl. There's long flights, secluded areas.
Are you serious?
Sickness in the world. Yeah.
You know that for a fact? That's one of the reasons why they do that?
Yeah.
They want to know whether you're a male or female?
Yeah, I believe.
Well, it's also for security reasons.
I mean, they don't want
security. Well, they want to know from the manifest that has to be provided for who's on the flight.
What about passports too?
Yeah,
you go apply for a passport today, they're going to ask you for the male or female.
This is a legal nightmare, and I've said this even with the same-sex marriage decision 2 years ago. This sexual deviancy agenda legally is a headache. It is a nightmare because when you can say one day I'm one thing, the next day I'm the other, but your legal documentation reflects hard biological evidence, who's right? You know.
And also, you got this problem that's creeping up more and more of boys in athletics who want to wear makeup and say they're a girl, and then they want to compete in weightlifting.
Yeah. Right.
Or wrestling. That happened, or something like that.
With females.
Yeah. On the girls' team, yeah.
Yeah, and they want to say, you know, I'm a girl. Well, your biceps surely don't look like you're a girl, man. And they say, no, I'm a girl. I feel like this happened in California. You have to let boys play on girls' teams if they say they're a girl. So it's silly. It's crazy. It's insane. I call it sexual anarchy. Mm-hmm. It's all the fundamental basis of it is a society in rebellion against God's natural order.
Amen.
And we have to continue to stand up and say the truth. And,
that's right.
And the truth here is common sense. Most people who are even liberal have a hard time going through this in their mind on how this is going to work, especially this transgendered agenda. All right, folks. Have a great day. We appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. And check us out at Today's Issues, our Facebook page. And we shall see you tomorrow for Trivia Friday.